Hey everybody, welcome to March 24th and Pray Today. And we have been slowly working ourselves for several days through Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. And one of the things that it lists that we are to be clothed with is patience. Now, there are a lot of people out there who say, I'm not patient because that's just not the way that I'm wired. My response to that is, join the club. In fact, none of us are wired to be patient. We're wired to be impatient because patience is a form of or a sign of godliness. When I was growing up and I went to Vacation Bible School, VBS, as a kid, I still remember, and this has been 40 years ago plus, I remember that one of the VBS summers was focused on patience. And there may be a few of you out there that remember the story of Herbert the snail, who sang a song called Be Patient, and the chorus says, be patient, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember that God is patient too. Think of all the other times when others had to wait on you. And as I think of patience, I think it's very important when I'm struggling with patience to remember that God is patient too. To remember that God has been so patient with me. I don't get to use the excuse I'm impatient because that's just the way that I'm wired. Well, I'm also wired to be a cheat and a thief and a murderer and all of the sins I can possibly think of. That's how I'm wired. But because of Jesus, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is gone and the new is here. Let's go to God today about our patience and about His patience for us. Thank you so much, Father, for your patience as I, sometimes too slowly, transform into who you desire me to be as a follower of Jesus. Thank you for the patience when I just know what to do, but I don't do it. Thank you for your patience with me when I fail over and over again, Lord. You are such a loving, forgiving, grace-filled, gracious God. And Lord, I want to clothe myself with that graciousness and that patience. Lord, we all have different people that we tend to be impatient with. But God, we also know that you call us to be patient with everyone. That a gentle answer turns away wrath, as we've talked about, that we are called to be patient with others as you've been patient with us. May our patience reflect our relationship with you. May we respond with wisdom and patience instead of reacting with folly and impatience. Thank you for walking through all of these things with us, Lord. Even when we're not there yet, thank you for giving us everything that we need to continue to grow in these areas. And Father, I even ask that you'd give us opportunities to be patient, because that's how we grow. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.